A crackdown on narrowboats without permanent moorings is causing waves on the canals. Rising house prices have helped turn hundreds of families into boaters. The Canal and Rivers Trust, which runs the 2,000-mile canal network in England and Wales, says that vessels nominated as continuous cruisers must keep cruising, even if it means huge problems getting to work or getting children to school. Many owners risk losing their licences and their homes, as Andrew Bomford's been finding out.
With a cloud of blue smoke, the old black cab taxi engine, modified for an aquatic life, fires up, scattering wildfowl asunder, momentarily shattering the peace of the Grand Union Canal. As Michaela eases her narrowboat out into the channel and off for another night in a new location.
For me, a boat needs to be moved just like a musical instrument needs to be played. They're not for looking at their vehicles and vessels.
Michaela Khan Parrock is a ranger for the Canal and Rivers Trust, which maintains and polices the canal network in England and Wales. It took over from the old British waterways 4 years ago.
I really love moving my boat. Even when it's raining, as soon as I'm kind of at the tiller and I'm moving, I just feel sort of sense of relief to be going somewhere new and getting a bit of renewal and freshness.
Yeah, I'll let you manoeuvre into the lock. Yeah.
Some offer life on a canal boat as a cheap solution to the housing crisis, but it's very much a lifestyle choice. Not everyone savours cold morning starts, emptying the chemical toilet and life continuously on the move, but many love just that. In London and the South East, a surprisingly extensive canal network, following popular commuter rail links, means it is possible to live on the water and work. That's what Michaela does. But it's not easy, especially if you're bringing up children on a canal boat.
Are you going to sing us a song?
No.
Okay.
Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea.
Ted Powles and Jesse Easby have two children, Alba.
So, Alba, how old are you?
2.5.
And Jem.
Jem, how old are you?
7. Mum, how old am I? 7 and 4 months.
Alba was born right here on their 123-year-old 70-foot canal boat called Pathfinder. And Jem goes to school in Bradford-on-Avon on the beautiful Kennet and Avon Canal.
Do you like living on the boat?
Yeah.
What do you think about living on a boat, Jem?
It's really fun cruising the boat. I like throwing the ropes to Ted.
We have various ways of getting to school, don't we, Jem? Sometimes we walk.
Sometimes we cycle 3 miles.
Yeah. I think the furthest cycle Jem can do is about 3.5 miles, and it's a stretch. You know, as he gets older, he can cycle further, but you can see that he's puffed out at the end of that cycle. But it's fine, you know, he enjoys it.
According to the law, the family must move their canal boat at least every 14 days. As continuous cruisers, as they're known, that's always been the case. What's changed in the last year is that the Canal and Rivers Trust has started interpreting the law as meaning not only must you move to a new location, but you must be on a journey from one place to another, preferably in one direction only. Shuffling backwards and forwards along the same stretch of canal is no longer acceptable, and the family now risk losing their boat licence and therefore losing their home.
We love cruising the boat. We love living on the boat. That's the frustrating thing. We enjoy taking it out. We want to be up there. We love the open fields, but we have our commitments. Jem's education has to come first.
They've been given a restricted licence, which is effectively a final warning. They must start travelling properly or lose their licence, even if it means the children can't get to school.
I've been on this canal for 10 years and I've never felt as unwelcome as this before, as unlistened to, as ill-informed by the people running the canal as to what they actually want.
It feels like anything we do will not be good enough and that they just want us gone. It really feels like us and them at the moment.
652 boats have also been given restricted licences. 45 boaters have been refused any further licences after failing to comply, despite repeated warnings. And the Canal and Rivers Trust is taking 15 cases to court to seize the boats. It might sound draconian, but CRT insists they work flexibly and sensitively with boat owners who have genuine problems. But Matthew Simmons from CRT says they can't make very long-term exceptions for families with children.
We try and support boaters where we can. We try and listen to individual circumstances and we make lots of reasonable adjustments. For example, if people are unwell or they have mechanical issues, and they're short-term adjustments. But when you're looking at something like education, that potentially could go on for up to 15 years a child might be in school. And it wouldn't be reasonable to bend the rules for one group. We have to apply that to everybody and be fair. But we do try and listen and talk to boaters and support them how we can.
There's no doubt that CRT needs to prevent overcrowding on some parts of the canal network by moving boats along. There are 32,000 licensed canal boats, more than at the height of the Industrial Revolution. And permanent residential moorings are rarely available. And when they are, expensive, usually auctioned to the highest bidder.
I'm winding up the paddle on this lock gate, which lets the water out of the lock.
After negotiating a canal lock gate, Pamela Smith of the National Bargee Travellers Association settles down with me for a cup of tea.
Do you take it strong or weak?
On the strongish side, I would say, thank you.
The tea, like her views, is strong.
I think I've begun to understand what it's like living under a totalitarian regime.
You're not exaggerating?
I'm not exaggerating about how I feel, no. I'm sure a lot of people would disagree that it's a totalitarian regime, but when an authority can have so much control over your life that they can deprive you of your home for travelling in a range of 10 miles instead of 20 miles, that's of the same magnitude as a landlord evicting a tenant for not cleaning their windows every month.
The Canal and Rivers Trust says this is a golden age for canals, with more people than ever enjoying them. Yesterday, barge owners were protesting in London about the crackdown. A battle is on for a way of life.
Andrew Bomford on the canals.